American Fork High School. This is Alan Christensen. I'm from Clovis, California, and we're here together in Long Beach at Veterans Stadium on November 12, 2016 for the WBA Super Show. I'll be your percussion judge tonight. I am on the 50-yard line on the second level of the press box. It's an amazing vantage point. I'm looking forward to your performance, and you've yet to begin your setup, so I'm going to hit pause and be back when you're ready to go. Alright, we're off. Right at the right time. What a big sound. Keyboards all over the place. And very readable through great blend and your electronics and amplification. Solid from the battery backstage. Very clear work. Solid, very musical. Tasty from the bass drums, good interpretation through the line, developing here dynamically. Yeah, solid with the threes, hand-to-hand threes, snares. Oh, nice development there, harmonically from the keyboards. Yeah, a little thick right there. Yeah, first left double snares on that tap roll. Great. Ah, another little issue there from the snares. Interplay here between brass and front ensemble, especially from a harmonic standpoint, is very intriguing and well done from a timing standpoint and balance. Oh, great sense of style here from the snares, working with the woodwinds. Oh, yeah. Very appropriate use of drag passages from a stylistic standpoint with the low brass and the snares. Ooh, yeah. Very stylish here. I don't catch where it might be. Was that a little Bodron or was it on a tom along with a tambourine? All right, so a couple little timing issues as it relates to some of the environmental demands that you have right now. Again, some neat little textures that you're creating. Ah, snares. Check out the triplets. Boy, that was a little dirty from you guys. A little thin from a quality standpoint, too. Very dark here at the end, and you know, it's almost a blend issue that the bass drums are so heavy. But you know what? Stylistically, it really makes it because it's so dark and from harmonically from the winds that it makes sense to have the bass drums maybe a little bit heavier on the unison work with the triplets there in that last phrase. Good job. I'll buy your choice on that. Unfortunate little glitches here electronically. Amplification, maybe. Nice tuning on that drum timpani. Nice diminuendo and touch as well. So I don't want to let this go by. Voicing on the vibes along with the flute, the left hand, check out that voice or that part of the chord. I'm hearing a lot of right handing, and I'm wondering if maybe the microphone is such that it's only picking up the right hand. Something to check out in there, okay? The vocal ahs, nicely blended with the wind. Great emotion from the battery with those eighth note crescendo. Okay, so that is another phrase very similar to the end of that one production where I was talking about the bass drums being very heavy. On this one, the bass drums were very heavy as well. Now I'm questioning it a bit from a balance standpoint. Something to consider through there, guys. Wow. First of all, we start off with some extremely strong players. Some issues in there as far as clarity goes, but how the whole thing developed into this pulse and style was remarkable, you guys. I'm checking you out through this whole thing here, tenors. Yeah, some really nice moments from the tenor ensemble, not only within themselves, but also as they relate with other segments of the musical ensemble. Alright, watch the quality there. Yeah, pretty cool as you brought that from the tenors to half of the snare line to the other half on those rolls.
Once we accept our limits, we go beyond.
Yeah, keyboards flying. And snares. A pull there, pulse-wise. I think we got it back together for the end. So what a smoking hot percussion ensemble. That's awesome. Some really fun things from a stylistic and standpoint and an emotional standpoint. And you throw down, too. Some great things, you guys. I enjoyed that a lot. Congrats to you guys. And, hey, thank you for coming out to California and wowing us out here. And I hope you have a great time the rest of the weekend. I hope you have Disneyland involved if you haven't been there already. And safe travels home. We'll see you guys. Bye-bye.